My name is Andre Whitehead. For 15 years, I have grown the brand of Tennessee Prep Hoops. Now, with the assistance of Brent Watts, we bring to you Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. Welcome to Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio at Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. This is Andre Whitehead from Tennessee Prep Hoops, and to my left, the incomparable Brent Watts, former Maryville College All-American, top 10 all-time leading scorer in the for the Fighting Scots and a Farragut alum. And say hello to the people, Brent.
What up, Trey? Hey, really excited to be here with you. Really excited for the premise of this show. We're going to be covering basketball from a state of Tennessee perspective. So that opens us up to anybody that plays or played or is from the state of Tennessee. So even though we love Donnie Knoxville, we are going to cover more than just the Vols, and we're going to give a lot of love to our small college players as well as our high school players in the area. And just in case, if there's a middle schooler out there that deserves it, we can give him love too, or her.
Absolutely, yeah. There's no there's no level we won't go to, I guess you could say. But in our first show here, we're going to be talking a lot about the district playoffs, which will be coming up. They've started now, but most of your bigger games will be in the towards this weekend. And then a little later in this show, very excited about our first interview with Coach Kermit Davis from the Middle Tennessee State Blue Raiders. Real excited about having him as our first guest. He's very accomplished. He's
absolutely
a guy that Donnie Tindall and Coach Al Pinkins just swear by.
Absolutely. What a wealth of basketball knowledge and wisdom. Some of the things in his interview, he's able to express thoughts in just a few words and just hits the nail on the head. What a great guy to talk to. What a great program he's built at MTSU.
Oh, absolutely.
In his tenure.
Yeah, it was a premier program in the Sun Belt, and then now in Conference USA, they're already making headways. Well, we're also going to have the John Bailey Insurance
Player of the Week.
Player of the Week.
Which there was some debate.
Week.
Yeah, we'll have the Logo Braces Coach of the Week segment
the
as well.
Braces
and
Coach
again,
of the Week.
Again. That was a tough one. That was this time of year. There's a lot of guys stepping up mid-February.
Yeah, a lot of action on all levels.
All levels.
You know, we had to really, Brent obviously was leaning towards the small college guys, and I'm leaning towards the high school guys because that's my preference. So look forward to a great show.
Let's go ahead and get it straight. Anytime Tennessee beats Vanderbilt, we lean towards Donnie Knoxville.
Especially when you have Dyer County alum Robert Hubbs hitting the shot in regulation.
Absolutely.
So anytime a guy from the state of Tennessee, and I call them Tennessee Prep Hoops alumni guys.
Absolutely.
Guys that have come up that I've covered for years in the 15 years of doing this, that I get real excited to see those guys do well.
And it's great to see a local kid start to blossom like he's doing over there at UT. That is amazing. But we'll cover him. We'll cover a lot of other guys around the state that are doing well in both high school and college. So, man, let's go to our first commercial break. I can't wait to get back here and get started on our district previews.
Absolutely. When we get back, we'll be talking district previews and all three classifications.
The best local UT coverage is here.
Please continue listening. Be sure to tell a friend and have that person tell 10 more. We're like the pyramid scheme of radio. But please, just do it. Or they'll change our format.
Yes,
and we can't go back to Perry Como and the Captain and Tennille. That just sucks.
Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ, powered by Yahoo Sports Radio.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at John Bailey Insurance, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to John Bailey Insurance at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. John Bailey Insurance, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
How was your day? What did you do in school? I'm Barbara Gray, president of the Tennessee Education Association. And these two simple questions can encourage learning in your home. Showing interest and asking about the school day can help motivate your children and keep them excited about learning. So stay involved, stay curious, and ask specific questions. Student success involves the whole family.
A message from the Tennessee Education Association.
The best local UT coverage is here on Sports Radio 1180 The BLZ, powered by Yahoo Sports Radio.
All right, welcome back to Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio here at Sports Radio 1180 The VLZ. This is Andre Whitehead, and right now Brent and I are going to dive into the district talk with action taking place this week. We're going to probably start with the AAA ranks and kind of talk about the teams that we the district winners in the various classifications in the eastern part of the state right here. And first off, I think the first team you have to talk about is Oak Ridge. Oak Ridge right now ranked number one in the state.
Start at number one. It's all downhill from here. Aaron Green doing a heck of a job out there. Wonder, he's keeping the seats packed out there in that palace he calls a gym.
And Oak Ridge is really interesting. They're probably the only team right now in East Tennessee that I think, covering the whole state, I've seen all the Memphis teams. I've seen all the Nashville teams. Oak Ridge is a team, if they had to play Memphis Hamilton 10 times, they'd probably lose 9. But going into the state tournament and things like that, you only have to beat those teams once.
Absolutely. And he does have the guard play. He's got a strong point guard. He's got somebody that can handle the ball, can distribute the ball. And then he's got some bodies over there as well.
Yeah, he's got a Javonte G is his little point guard. And this guy,
He
didn't get voted as the MVP of the district, but he should have.
Yes.
I mean, this is a kid that, he makes that machine run. They've got T. Higgins, who a lot of people know as a big-time football player. I think Tennessee's offered him in football, but he's a Division I basketball player as well. They got Jalen Johnson. They've got Ted Mitchell. They've got Darrell Middleton, another kid that had committed to Tennessee that was at Powell, big kid. So Aaron's got some really good young players. He's got a deep bench, and I think they got a chance to make some noise.
Like you said, that team, that number one team in the state, like a lot of high school teams, follows its point guard. And G is a very strong on-the-ball defender and a very strong ball handler. I had him this fall in the high school Rocky Top League filled in. I also had JV and Johnson for a second year. Both great kids, both a lot of fun. Javian's got the size. He's 6'6". He moves well. He's got a soft touch. And then let's just go ahead and say it. For a high school in this area, Oak Ridge is a very well-coached ball club.
Oh, they absolutely are.
It doesn't get much better than AG out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. No question. And then, if you continue in District 3A, Karnes finished second. You had Halls finished third, Anderson County fourth, and so on. The MVP of the district, actually, was Trey Torres from Campbell County, who finished ninth, finished last in the district. And Trey has committed to play football at East Tennessee State University, I believe. But he's the younger brother of Tanner Torres, who plays at Maryville College.
Scott.
So that's very interesting.
Member.
But, yeah, Oak Ridge is a team that I think really some people really need to pay attention to.
What about Karnes?
Karnes is solid. They've got Jordan Coffin, Devin Harper.
Absolutely.
Got some guys
but look what they lost. And still they finish second in their district to the number one team in the state.
That's not too shabby. So they got a chance to definitely make some noise in the region.
Because I was down that way today, and Devin Sibley is wearing it out at Wofford.
He's at Furman.
Is he at Furman?
Yeah, he's at Furman.
I was at Furman today. I was near Wofford, but I was actually at Furman today. And
that's okay. You're doing well, Brent.
He's easily confused the Terriers and the Paladins. Basically the same thing.
Furman's a beautiful campus, too, if anybody's ever been there.
Oh, my
God.
You're just watching. You're driving along, and then all of a sudden the grass gets really green. You see this exit, Furman University.
Yeah, it looks like they got the old stone pillars like the old Southern houses.
Absolutely.
It's awesome. But I think Oak Ridge is going to, in District 4 AAA, you've got Maryville, who ended up winning the district, over Bearden, who was ranked number one majority of the second half of the season.
Yes.
And those are two teams that, Bearden, what can you say about Bearden? They've got the man, Mark Blevins.
Unquestionably
one of the top coaches in the area. And he's got a bunch of kids who would do anything and run his system and run it to perfection.
He's got to be happy.
And they fight and they claw. Great kids, tough kids. But Maryville's got something that a lot of these teams don't. And Maryville's got Easton Upchurch.
Speaking
of guys.
Tristan
Upchurch. And they've got shooters.
Speaking of guys in Greenville, South Carolina, this one played for Mark Blevins. One of our all-time favorites.
Ty Green.
Doesn't get any better than that kid.
Oh, absolutely. And Rico White down at Chattanooga.
Absolutely. I mean. And both those kids, they their whole aura screams, I bought into the Blevins system.
Oh, and he's just a great guy.
He is. Even though he's at Bearden, and he was at Bearden when I was at Farragut.
Yeah, I know. You probably got a little bit of dislike for him just from that fact.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, absolutely.
He's top notch.
I don't have anything bad
to
say about
him.
I don't. You know, but if you twisted my arm, I could say he's at Bearden, and for me, that's a bad thing.
Well, I'm going to tell you. I mean, I'm really watch out for Maryville, because Maryville does one thing very well. You know, talk about great coaches. Mark Eldridge is also one of the top coaches in the area.
Absolutely.
Without question. And they've got Easton Upchurch, Tristan Upchurch, Dalton Price. They've got T.D. Blackman, the football kid.
Yeah.
They've got three or four guys that can knock the bottom out of them from outside. And that's how they were able to beat Bearden regular season finale to claim the district championship. And Easton Upchurch was named as the MVP of the district.
Absolutely.
And another – anytime you can shoot the ball like that, you got a chance to beat somebody. And I think that might be a region final matchup possibly against Oak Ridge. You know, so that would be something
That'd
really
be a
exciting.
Fun game. You know, to say something about Coach E, who I've known since he was at Anderson County, a hallmark of a Coach E coach team would be buy into his system. He is really good at getting guys to buy in.
Oh, absolutely. And you can see it in the way they play. They get better as the year goes on. That's the thing about
absolutely.
Maryville.
Absolutely.
You know, they usually don't get their football guys till January because mm-hmm. they're playing in the state championship game. And then it takes about a month for them to mesh in. So usually right around the end of January, early February, right before the playoffs start, all of a sudden Maryville starts clicking.
Right when it counts. Make no mistake about it. Basketball is a tournament sport. Period.
Absolutely.
And Coach E gets his guys ready for the tournament. And you're right. Knowing those guys that were on his state championship team, all of them were the best of friends. You talk about guys buying into his system and just enjoying playing basketball.
Absolutely.
For a great coach.
Now, when if these guys do make it to the region final, looking over in the other half of the district, District 1 AAA, District 2 AAA, the champion in 1 AAA was Dobbins Bennett. David Crockett finished second. Science Hill finished third. Kind of a down year up there. Science Hill not as good as they normally are. But David Crockett does have probably the best player in that area in a junior named Patrick Good, who averaged about 25 points a game. His dad's the coach there.
There you go.
He's a good player.
There you go. What were we just talking about before the show? You mentioned scoring.
High school points. Well, you know,
scoring.
The kid's also a point guard, and he does distribute. He's starting to learn to distribute a little bit.
You're still leaving out 50% of the game. How does he defend?
He's working on it. He's not a big kid.
I can respect that.
He's a smaller guy, but he's very quick. He gets up under guys. But, Dobbins Bennett did win that district. And then last Thursday, you know, I went to see Dobbins Bennett play Jeff County, who won that district. And Dobbins Bennett took care of him pretty easy. You know, Jeff County was without Noah Carter, one of their main guards, who really will help them once the
notice the theme here.
If he gets healthy,
notice the theme here, because what am I about to say about Jeff County? Great young coach.
Oh, Chris.
Can
Poor
we still call
fantastic.
Chris Poor young?
Yeah, I think
it's
so.
Borderline.
I think he's borderline.
He's borderline.
He's
we could call him young.
Maybe not to you.
No, he's young. He's young to me. He's a few
he's
years.
He's a great
behind
coach.
Me.
I think that's a guy that. You know, so a lot of schools will be coming after, too.
Absolutely.
Because he's got a bright, bright future.
Yeah, that's a good
and
dude.
They got a nice team. They got – actually, they're probably one of the few teams. They finished first in that district. Morristown East came in second. South Doyle finished third. Morristown – Jeff County's got some size. John Bryant, who was the MVP of that district, 6'5 kid. They've got Harper Feltner, who's a 6'6 kid on the wing. They've got a kid named Kyle Briggs, who's a big-time – baseball player, will probably get drafted in the major league draft this year, they tell me. But he's one of those just them tough, hustling type of kids. So
we should be agents.
He
can read a contract.
You know, Chris, he doesn't have great guard play, which I think might hurt him in tournament time because, you know, guard play is definitely gigantic in tournament time.
If your guards can't get the ball into your posts, you don't have posts. Doesn't matter how good they are.
They're big, but they'll be able to play with the Maryville and the Oak Ridges. And I think when it comes to region time, in my opinion, the four teams that are going to play in the sub-state games are going to be Oak Ridge, Maryville, Dobbins Bennett, and Jeff County, in my opinion.
I could see that. I could see that. I could also see Blevins Engineering a run.
Absolutely. I mean, there's just my opinion that Maryville just shoots the ball better, and they're kind of hot right now.
Yes.
But without question, I mean, there's on a given day,
Bearden's
in a one-game situation, I'd take Coach Blevins over anybody.
Absolutely. Bearden's had, in their phenomenal run this season, they've had several close games. And I would even argue the Heritage loss is a bad loss. But when you're 23-0, you know, high school kids, it's tough to focus for a full season.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd call it a bad loss, though, because Bill Duncan is doing an outstanding job at Heritage. He's got kids that are buying into the system. They won their game the other night. So that was the first district win for Heritage in quite some time.
And
Bill Duncan, Chris Poor is a disciple of Bill Duncan, so.
Yeah, no, I know the pedigree that Chris Poor has, but what I'm referring to is in that same little stretch, Bearden beat Farragut in overtime, and they had to come from behind to get to overtime.
Rivalry game. Anytime you play a rivalry game, Farragut's going to be up. Yeah, that's a rivalry.
Yeah, rivalry. Farragut has to win at some point for it. And I hate to say it, I mean, it gets personal, but Farragut's got to win some games for it to be a rivalry.
Well, let's move on to the Double A, and right now in the Double A, in District 3 Double A, we've got one of the top 10 teams in the state, Fulton,
yes,
who ran the table, and I'm really looking forward to Fulton and Carter, number 3,
which
will probably be the district championship.
Are you telling me
game.
That a Jody Wright coach team ran the table?
They did.
Why am I not shocked?
And they've got a nice little group. You know, a lot of kids that play football. They've got Kentel Williams, just a tough, hard-nosed point guard. They got a big kid, Joe Kimber, who's tough inside. Yasmin Fenderson, a really good wing. They've got a nice little squad there. I mean, and they defend. They're the type of team that can also, you know, the West Tennessee is not strong in Double A. In Memphis, you know, Haywood and Ripley and Lexington and some of those schools are solid in the Jackson area, but Double A in Memphis is not strong. Fulton has the athletes and the depth to be able to make some noise in the state tournament. And then you've got Carter, you know, Jordan Bowden
team.
In the last 3 weeks has scored 54 points in one game, 50 in another. Kelvin Jackson had 46 the other night.
My favorite.
You know,
please refer to him as my favorite
your
player.
Your favorite player, Kelvin
Jackson.
Yeah. And Kelvin's a great kid, and Jordan's a great kid.
Yeah.
And they play a system where they run, they go fast, they take a lot of shots. You know, not a huge amount of accountability, but
if you want to see a pure highlight tape,
They run the play, and they make the other team play their system, and they just play it better. And on a given night, you never know. I mean, they're the type of – they get a little bit of outside shooting to go with those guys.
Yeah.
They got a chance to make
but
some
again,
noise.
We go back to their system. That 54 points is a asterisk 54 points because the team is attempting to score 100 points in a game. That's their threshold.
Yeah, but he still has to put the ball in the basket.
Oh, so hey.
I'm sorry. Jordan Bowden is a great kid,
and I'm sure he deserves every bit
of props that he gets.
Fantastic dunks.
You know, and he hit four or five threes.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid's outstanding. He's worked his way into a low Division I, you know, where people are starting to give him some looks.
Yes.
Furman, East Tennessee State, Chattanooga.
He's got the height.
Like
he's got the length. He's got the athleticism.
He's going to have to get a little stronger, work on his defense. You know, but he's the type of kid that he's a winner. And I think, you know, the Fulton-Carter game that's going to be the district championship is going to be tough. Now, in the opposite district, in 4AA, Knoxville Catholic won the district and very closely over CAK. Outstanding. Those two, when those two battle, man, it is so much fun to watch.
Crowd.
Shane Wells is
against the veteran.
Absolutely one of the best coaches in the area.
Absolutely.
And Kutch, my Kutch,
very
is the man.
Underrated.
Oh, absolutely.
Savvy tactician. Veteran.
He
has survived in a. I've known Hutch for at least 10 years, and these private school jobs are a pressure cooker. And Hutch is Hutch, and I mean that in a great way because I love the guy, but he has thrived in that pressure cooker over there because they expect results at a private school, and they're not afraid to make a change. And he has gone since the days when he was going to the state tournament when they first entered public school play back with guys like Matt Parton, who was first team all state back in 04. And he has continued.
That's awesome, Ed. Lucas Campbell from CAK was named the district player of the year in that one. And that's a kid that he's a 6'3", 6'4" kid, long, athletic, and just plays so well in Shane Wells' system.
And Jordan Anderson for Catholic recently had a big game. 0 points at the half. Know that feeling. Not a good feeling. Ending up with 29 for the game. Better feeling. 29 points in the second half.
The only
half.
Thing Catholic, though, their leader, Luke Smith, young left-handed kid, broke his wrist.
Yes.
So, that's it. You know, you'd think that would hurt them, but...
They've actually been playing
well. They've been playing really well.
Yeah.
You know, Maryville beats Bearden to win the district title. Then Catholic comes over and beats Maryville. So,
yeah.
Yeah, you never know. But and then moving on to District 1AA, the champion was Sullivan South with Elizabethton finishing second. And District 2AA, Granger was the champion. They've got a kid named Bailey Lamb who was one of the kids that played in our Rocky Top Fall League, along with Tyler Nichols from Elizabethton, who played the last couple of years. Great kids. So, I mean, those teams are, you know, athletically they're going to have a little trouble with the Fultons and the Carters. You know, systematically, they may have a little trouble with the Catholic and the CAK, but Granger's well coached. Coach Combs does a fantastic job there. And, you never know when it comes to tournament time because a lot of times, you know, when you have to travel to Upper East Tennessee, that's tough. You know, a lot of times the teams from here go up there and they're favored, they're better, but for some reason, you know, there's. Things just don't seem to work out well for them.
High school kids are so susceptible to emotion and changing their routine. You put them on a bus for a couple hours, they lose focus, they lose games. And especially the emotion. Can you imagine what the gym's going to be like, you know, if you get a good CAK Catholic game?
Oh, absolutely.
That's going to be
a riot.
You
were talking earlier about wanting a sleeper, someone that you thought maybe
absolutely.
That we weren't talking about here that could come through.
I need
I'm
going to
tell you who your sleeper.
The guru. I need something that I can take to Vegas and pay my house off.
Well, I don't know if we'd go that far, but I think Gatlinburg-Pittman is a team that
I was talking to A.J. Bennett, my protege.
I think they're a team. They've got a big guy. They've got a little bit of guard play.
They got Drew Fugate.
Drew Fugate that can really shoot the
who
ball.
Who I've had 2 years in a row.
They got Gabe Hinton, a big kid inside.
Yes.
Who can score. He's solid. And they're a team that
they've got Raj.
You know, they're not bad. They're well coached. AJ does a good job. Brian Jesse sitting there on the bench with him.
I had the Sevier County boys, and you talk about a blast having the Sevier County kids. And let's just talk
they're
about Bennett.
A team that can make some noise because you know they'll be they came in third in their district, so they'll probably be playing. You know, when it gets to region time, they're going to be playing one of the top two teams, which will obviously be Catholic or CAK. But they're the type of team that, you know, on a given night, I really think AJ does a good job.
Yes.
And the kids play hard, and I think there's a chance that they could pull an upset.
The kids, AJ coaches with such passion, and that goes through his practices, his games, and in his own words, he may get a little crazy on the sideline from time to time, but that's just because he loves it. He believes in his team. He wants the best for them, and you can really see his passion and enthusiasm for the game.
Absolutely nothing wrong with passion and enthusiasm. If I had that, I might still be married.
I don't know what either of those are. I got rid of them with the Y2K switch.
All right, guys. Well, great segment right there. Nice banter back and forth there between Brent and I. So we're going to take a break here for a few minutes and listen to some sponsor information. And once again, this is Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio at Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at John Bailey Insurance, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to John Bailey Insurance at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. John Bailey Insurance, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
160,000 kids stay home from school every day for the same reason, bullying. This is Barbara Gray, president of the Tennessee Education Association. Bullying impacts nearly one-third of all students every year. But it takes just one caring adult to intervene and help stop the bullying. Take the pledge to be that adult at nea.org/bullyfree.
A message from the Tennessee Education Association.
The best local UT coverage is here on Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. Powered by Yahoo Sports Radio.
We are back, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio at Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. I want to give everybody, check out my website, tnprephoops.com. A lot of you are very familiar with it. We are going to have some exciting changes coming to that soon with a whole bunch of new things. And check me out on Twitter also at tnprephoops.
Absolutely. Plenty of information across the state of Tennessee, all the way from Bristol to Memphis.
I always say Bristol to Bolivar because they both start with B's. I think that's cuter.
Yeah, I wanted to say like Virginia to Mississippi, but I don't.
Well, this segment right now, we're going to get into some of the other parts of the state and probably just stay here in the AAA this week and talk about some of the teams out west that have a chance to make it to the state tournament. We talked earlier that we thought, from the first two regions, in my opinion, if I was a betting man, which I'm not, but I think it's going to be Oak Ridge and Maryville going to state. And then you go to districts 5 through 8, and you've got the defending champion Blackman in there. Another outstanding team there for Coach Barry Wertman. Absolutely one of the best coaches in the business. He was an assistant coach for Donnie Tindall at Moorhead State. In district 8A, you've got Columbia. In District 6 AAA, you've got White County, who's one of the top 10 teams in the state, coached by Eric Mitchell. And then you've got in 5 AAA, Bradley Central won the championship. Now, generally, in the state of Tennessee lately, the area that has really been booming and really been growing is the Murfreesboro area.
Absolutely.
People are coming in there, and that's made Blackman, Oakland, Riverdale, Siegel. And now there's a new school called Storts Creek. Storts Creek actually finished second in the district, and Jalen Washington was named the MVP of the district, and that's a kid from Storts Creek. So from that classification in that area, I think Blackman, and I'm looking at White County probably as two teams that will
who's your dark horse, Siegel?
Adventure to say. Siegel did not have a strong year this year, but they came on strong at the end. If I was going to pick a dark horse in this area, I would probably look at the that's a tough one. I'm going to have to say Storts Creek.
Are they stealing talent from Nashville? What's going on there?
And it's funny. A lot of times, I don't know if everybody remembers Corn Elder, who played at Ensworth, won 4 state championships. He was from Murfreesboro and went to school at Ensworth. Jalen Lindsay, who played at CPA, another kid that was from Murfreesboro, who went and played at the private school. So, a lot of people are moving in there. A lot of people live there and work in Nashville and stuff like that. So just the population there is booming. And if you've ever been in the traffic there, it's horrible.
What's the largest college or university in the state of Tennessee?
It's Middle Tennessee State.
It's MTSU. The whole area.
Speaking of Middle Tennessee State, don't forget that later we're talking to the Middle Tennessee State head man, Kermit Davis, and we're very excited about that.
Is, in my opinion, probably the cause of the population boom in the area. I have not seen data to dispute my theory. So people
think that's
could
very
be moving
valid.
Just
that
for
could be,
Kermit Davis.
That could be very valid. Now, as we move on down into the Region 5 and Region 6, you've got in District 9 AAA, Station Camp 1, District 10 AAA, Clarksville Northwest was the champion, 11 AAA, Brentwood, and 12 AAA, Cane Ridge. This is interesting. Brentwood, who is coached by Dennis King, they call him the Mad Scientist. This guy is awesome, one of the top coaches in the state. I think they have a really good chance. They did lose their point guard recently, and that's going to be tough for them to overcome. So if I had to pick the two teams from this area that were going to probably make it to the state tournament, I'm probably going to go with Station Camp, coached by Seth Massey. He's done a fantastic job. He's got a really good player in Yalen Reed, a 6'6 junior that a lot of people are looking at. He's got a bunch of football kids. And then I'm going to go with Brentwood just because of Coach King, and they've got Grant Teichman, one of the best shooters in the state. So
I know it's
not an area that you're very familiar with, Brent, but you know the tradition of basketball at Brentwood.
Well, narrow it down. Old school, Indiana high school basketball style.
That's Brentwood. I mean, Brentwood is
– best team in the state.
I don't think they're the best team in the state, but they're one of the best teams in the middle Tennessee.
Who is?
The best team in the state?
No divisions, no classifications.
CPA is the best team in the state in all classifications, I think.
Drew Maddox coach, CPA.
Yeah, they're AA. We'll probably talk about them and the AA and the single A ranks next week. But, yeah, and they've got – and the single best player in the state –
Braxton Blackwell.
Is Braxton Blackwell,
best
without
point guard
question.
In the state.
Tiger Campbell.
He's in what grade?
The eighth grade.
That would be a middle schooler.
That would be a middle schooler. Class of 2019, the kid's absolutely unreal.
The videos on the kid are amazing.
So, and then you know, after we leave there, the fun starts. Region 7, Region 8, and that includes West Tennessee. You've got Dyer County in District 13 AAA. You've got Arlington, Bolton, Cordova in District 14 AAA. District 15 AAA, you've got Southwind, who won the state championship 2 years ago. And then you've got, actually, in 16 AAA, it's interesting, Memphis Central won the district, but that's because Hamilton had to forfeit.
Yes.
You know, at the time, Hamilton was undefeated.
Yes.
Put the only loss on the number one ranked team in the nation, Oak Hill Academy, and drubbed them by 20. But they had to give the game back because they were, you know, there was an illegal player. But Hamilton's, you know, they finished third in the district.
You
they're still
Oak
eligible.
Hill by 20. Something sounds fishy.
Yeah, they're still eligible to win the state championship. And they're going to be a tough out.
Absolutely.
They've got the Lawsons, the two players. You know, Diedrich was named to the McDonald's All American team, the first McDonald's All American we've had in the last 3 or 4 years since Alex Poitras at Kentucky.
Yes.
So but I think Southwind is the team to beat. In that area, they've got a fantastic kid, Dante Fitzpatrick, who's going to Ole Miss. You got to look out for Ridgeway. You got to look out for Houston High School in Germantown. They've got a kid named Marlon Hunter who's going to Western Kentucky. And I think so. To me, it's going to be Southwind and Hamilton. I think it's going to be hard for anybody else to beat them out in that area. And
so Southwind takes the 3A title?
Wow. You know, great game at the Penny Hardaway Hoop Fest CPA.
I'm trying to go to Vegas.
Beat Southwind in double overtime. So that was a very good game. I'm not venturing a guess on who's going to win it. I'm just going to say 8 teams that I thought were going to make it, that's fine. But I'm not venturing a guess on who's going to win it. I'm not prognosticating that far.
CPA winning their state title?
CPA has a very good chance to win their state title.
Who could compete?
Actually, a team that can definitely compete with them is Creekwood. Creekwood is 28-0 right now, number two team in the state, right behind CPA. CPA's got 4 losses, but they've not lost a game in the state of Tennessee, as has Oak Ridge has not lost a game in the state of Tennessee. But Creekwood, they're averaging about 90 points a game. They've got a slew of players, Isaac Edmondson, Ross Cummings, Gabe Cummings. They've got a kid named Ross Plunkett. They got a freshman named Coulter Dotson. Very good players. Ross Cummings is a kid who was named the MVP in their district, who's getting looks from Mercer and some small colleges like that. He's a junior. So, I mean, that would be a region final, that game would. And that's a game that I'm definitely making the trip to Middle Tennessee to see. Well, as we get ready to go to break here, we want to announce our John Bailey Insurance Player of the Week. And I'm going to turn that over to my man, Mr. Watts, Butch Monday over here, to let us know who we decided. We went over it before the show started, and this is a guy we came up with.
We battled
a little bit. I fought for this guy, though. I want you to know, Bird, I fought for you.
Yeah, I mean, it got it got heated. And so we came down in typical soft fashion. We couldn't agree on one, so we came up with two. We came up with Lucas Campbell of CAK.
I think he's very deserving. I think, kid who's really come on at the end. They had a few injuries. He's been a mainstay for Coach Wells. I think there's no doubt he deserves to mention.
This week was his week. He deserves it. And then anytime at any level when you beat the best and you bring your best, you deserve recognition.
Absolutely.
And when Carson Newman beat LMU at LMU,
the number one team in the nation and Charles, in Division
II. Number one team in the nation, and Charles Clark had dang near 30 points.
He had 30 points and
just a phenomenal game.
Just a phenomenal game. And it's a kid from Murfreesboro Siegel, so he's a Tennessee Prep Hoops alum.
In what was a bad game, it was not a good game. Carson Newman blew him out. It wasn't close, especially late. They were up 20.
So that's awesome. So Lucas Campbell and Charles Clark from Carson Newman were our John Bailey Insurance Players of the Week. And we're going to take a small break here. Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio at Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ. It drives and goes wild. I've got the move. That really move.
I said chill. Up and down there. I want you to find out who these guys are, where they do their show.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
For our troops and their families, the military is more than a career. It's a journey. And every step along the way, the USO is there.
It's an experience that that soldier will never forget. That's what the USO does.
From the time they join to the time they transition out of the military, the USO is there, offering programs and support along the way.
It's way more than a free phone call for us. It's that opportunity to stay mom. And the USO makes it all possible.
Be a part of their journey. Learn more today at USO.org.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson changed course from college student to Army soldier, then tragedy struck.
My world turned upside down, being told I would never walk again. Now I'm excited about my life thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America. With their support and adaptive sports programs, my fire is lit again. For veterans with spinal cord injury or disease, PVA is our partner for life, assisting as our needs and challenges change. Thanks to PVA, my life is back on course.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
I think I'm cute. I know I'm sexy. I've got the look.
All right, guys, I just wanted to, I'm very excited about this. This is our first show. This is Andre Whitehead, Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio. And for our first guest, I'm so excited. One of the best coaches in the business, a friend of mine, a guy that I truly, truly respect, that has pretty much the respect of every coach in the country, and that's Coach Kermit Davis from Middle Tennessee.
Well, I appreciate that, Andre, and likewise, you've done so much for high school basketball and the state of Tennessee and our area. There's a lot of families and coaches that really appreciate all your hard work.
I really appreciate that, sir. That means a lot coming from you. I've been doing some research on here, and I'm telling you, your resume is unbelievable, guys. Let me let the listeners in on some of the accomplishments you have. You've got over 370 wins. You're the all-time winningest coach at Middle Tennessee and in the Sun Belt Conference. You guys recently switched to the Conference USA, and in your first season, you were co-regular season champions. That's awesome. You took Idaho to two NCAA tournaments, Big Sky Coach of the Year in 89 and 90, and then you've been Coach of the Year in the Sun Belt three or four times. And for the Tennessee people, the Coach Donnie Tindall and Coach Al Pinkins both credit you with, as being their mentor, as teaching them how to recruit, teaching them how to do everything. And I think that's just awesome praise, and your accomplishments speak for themselves.
Well, I appreciate that, Andre. That's, it's being really fortunate that Middle Tennessee has had the same president for 13 years. I've had two great ADs. My administration has been so stable. And then I've had some wonderful players and really good assistant coaches like Donnie and Al and some other guys. So those good players mean a lot to that resume, as you know very well.
I don't underestimate the coaching ability, but no, you guys have done a fantastic job. I know you went to the NCAA tournament in 2013 with Middle Tennessee, the first time they'd win in quite a long time. And you guys are up in Houston tonight. playing, going to be taking on Rice. This year so far, you're 13-11, 6-5 in the conference. And I know our show is going to be based on, you know, the state of Tennessee, so I wanted to talk a little bit about right now your leading scorer is Reggie Upshaw, who is a kid out of Chattanooga Baylor. And what can you tell me about him?
You know, Reggie is – we all saw his talent, you know, Andre, and he was football, basketball his whole high school career. So he never really got to concentrate strictly on basketball. But you can tell his maturity level. He had some great moments and started 20 games as a freshman, played for an outstanding high school coach, and Austin Clark at Baylor. And so that helped his progress a lot. But you can tell, Andre, over the last 8 or 10 games, just his consistency, he's maturing. He's shooting the ball from three very well. He's a stretch forward, so he's a hard matchup. And it's just kind of the maturation progress. And, you know, now Reggie's this 6'7", 225-pound, really good athlete.
Yeah, I think just from a sheer physical standpoint, Reggie was able to play right away. And that's another question I was going to ask you. You know, a lot of people, you know, I get a lot of questions from, you know, people just saying, you tell me one thing that a high school player needs before he goes into college. If you could tell me one thing, and I always say strength, because I think, yeah, you know, strength and the ability to guard the position that you're projected at are probably two of the most important things. And would you agree with that, Coach?
There's no question. I mean, you are who you can guard. And if you want to be a three, and every 6'8 guy in the country wants to be a three, you got to be able to guard a three. And if you want to play point guard, then you've got to be able to guard high-level point guards. And so you're right. Just, you know, obviously there's got to be talent there. But I told you, I think it's got to be strength and it's got to be toughness. And those guys that have the talent but can have toughness at an early age, it just gets them through some difficult times and play earlier.
Yeah, and guys seem to be able to get on the floor a little bit sooner when they're able to guard. They come from a really good high school program that is stressed, you know, being able to guard in different situations in the half court, in the full court, in the press, and everything like that. Because to me, the most meaningless stat in the world is high school scoring. Because, I mean, there's guys that are, you know, they're putting up 30 and 40 a game, but they're shooting at 20 and 25 times a game. So, to me, I've always said high school points are the most meaningless stat there is. When I look at a kid and I project him to the next level, the first thing I do is I try to project, you know, what position can you guard on what level you can play at. And that's kind of where I, you know, a lot of times people say, you know, you have a kid too low or a kid too high. But, you know, people are only looking at scoring.
Well, that's why a lot of us college coaches, Andre, trust your opinion, because there's a lot of services out there, and a lot of good guys in the business, but just project them, just like you said, on stats that maybe not impact winning at our level. And I think just what you just said, you have a coach's perspective in the scouting, and you're very honest with the players and the parents and the coaches, because the whole thing in recruiting is get to the right level with the right fit. It's not at the highest level. And so, you know, and then that to have a great experience, and some guy, that's why you see so much transferring right now. Maybe those, you know, the correct decisions weren't made at that stage.
Yeah, the transfer rate in the state of Tennessee is absolutely unbelievable, Coach. It's standing at about 60 to 65% of every Division I player that signs Division I. And, you know, a lot of that is probably – some is probably on the coaches, of course. Some is probably on guys like, you know, that do things like I do. But a lot of it just, you know, size gets over-recruited. And, you know, and I think, you know, with the emphasis on the AAU stuff, I think a lot of guys just get over-projected and over-hyped, you know, with all the different recruiting services and all the, you know, the five-star and the four-star stuff. And everybody – a lot of times, you know, they just don't take the intangibles into account, like strength, toughness, being coachable, things like that.
Yeah, and you know, obviously the football transfer rate is not near as much. I think that kids are just more patient, you know, at a higher level. You see those Alabama football players, for example, that, you know, that you know, some of those great ones are great as freshmen, but some of them are, you know, waiting in their sophomore years, their junior years, they hang right in there. And you just see basketball guys, just the immediate gratification of shots, even guys that even have some success, you know, that are leaving programs. And I think that's because of other parties that are involved in the process. And you're right, it's on everybody. It's not just players. I mean, it's coaches and media and all the different aspects, but we'd love to get that rate way down.
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, maybe if they allowed you to spend more time with guys and, you know, if the recruiting process was maybe a little more like it used to be. I think, you know, the time you get to be with guys and see guys is so limited that you just really don't get to know a kid, and you have to go on, you know, and rely on other people and other factors and stuff like that. But I don't know, man. I really wish that would go down.
You know what, Andre, excuse me. What I think is this. I think there's just so much information out there for these guys. You know, when I was playing college basketball, we saw a game, but we didn't know what was going on in Texas or what. I mean, we may know who the score was or who maybe the best teams were, but you couldn't flip on the internet and comments, or there was fans weighing in on different decisions made. And somebody said, well, you could ignore Twitter. But let me tell you one thing. Five, you can't ignore Twitter. Man, so imagine what a 17, 18 young kid is. So I think there's just so much different things that can sway decisions and get guys off balance. Used to in the past, it has had no play because there wasn't information out there.
Yeah, that's absolutely true, Coach. I know. I mean, you got to use the mediums that are available. And I think, you know, Twitter's not all bad. I essentially like using it myself. So, well, Coach, I know you guys got a big game tonight and a conference game. And I really, really appreciate you being the very first guest on the Tennessee Prep Hoops radio show. And I am indebted to you for life, my man. And if this ever goes huge and national, we'll always have you back like on this anniversary day and say, Coach Kermit Davis was our very first guest. Okay, that was a wonderful interview there with Coach Davis. So now we're going to take a small break and head into our last segment where we're going to talk a little bit about Webb and some of the small college basketball in the area. And this is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio, Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
The SEC, the NFL, and the entire Vol Nation.
What?
The SEC, the NFL, and the entire Vol Nation. We cover it all.
You don't say.
The new Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
That's amazing.
Home Watch Caregivers in Knoxville reminds listeners, show you care by visiting an elderly neighbor, friend, or family member. Learn more about life from one or more of the most experienced people in the world. This reminder from Home Watch Caregivers in Knoxville, recipients of the Best of Home Care Award 3 years in a row in 2012, 2013, and 2014. Also awarded Best of Home Care Leader in Excellence. Call 470-4292 for all your home care needs.
This is Andre Whitehead at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio to talk about my friends at John Bailey Insurance, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. For all your commercial, home, and auto needs, look to John Bailey Insurance at 1011 North Broadway in Knoxville or contact them at 865-524-0785 or email at johnbaileyco.com. John Bailey Insurance, Knoxville's independent insurance agency since 1946. How can we help you?
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PVA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit PVA.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
160,000 kids stay home from school every day for the same reason, bullying. This is Barbara Gray, president of the Tennessee Education Association. Bullying impacts nearly one-third of all students every year. But it takes just one caring adult to intervene and help stop the bullying. Take the pledge to be that adult at nea.org/bullyfree.
A message from the Tennessee Education Association.
Sergeant R.J. Anderson changed course from college student to Army soldier. Then tragedy struck.
My world turned upside down, being told I would never walk again. Now I'm excited about my life thanks to Paralyzed Veterans of America. With their support and adaptive sports programs, my fire is lit again. For veterans with spinal cord injury or disease, PVA is our partner for life, assisting as our needs and challenges change. Thanks to PVA, my life is back on course.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service of Paralyzed Veterans of America.
The new Yahoo Sports Radio 1180, the VLZ.
Online at sportsradiothevlz.net.
And we are back here at Tennessee Prep Hoops Radio on Sports Radio 1180, the VLC. And we want to start this segment with a shout-out to Ricky Norris and the Spartans of Webb, who are still alive in the Division II Class A region finals with state tournament right around the corner for them. So that's really exciting.
Absolutely. A team loaded with talent here
Absolutely.
In East Tennessee.
Troy Whiteside, who right now is the only kid in East Tennessee who has committed Division I. He's committed to Cornell. They've got Justin Jenkins. They've got a nice little team. Ricky's got a good squad that has a very good chance to win a state championship on that level.
Absolutely.
And, you know, and we can't speak enough about Coach Norris. But speaking of Coach Norris, we're going to go right into our next segment, which is our logo braces. Coach of the Week, and I'm going to turn it over to Brent. Once again, we had a little bit of a back and forth here as to who this was, I think there's no doubt about this one.
We're showing our age and our softness because, again, we went with two. Chuck Benson at Carson Newman. Anytime you defeat the number one team in the country.
I don't think there's any doubt. And I think it's, you know, and Carson Newman actually hasn't been playing that well. And then all of a sudden, the last five games, they won five straight. So they've, you know, that was a huge win for them. And, you know, you got to shout out to Carson Brooks, Andy Barnett, you know, Charles Clark, Ryan Jones. They got Tennessee kids on that
Absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely.
You know, we've got definitely got a shout out to them.
And 1B in this situation is somebody I'm sure Chuck Benson tries to call all the time, Aaron Green. Moving his team up to number one in the state.
Absolutely. And that's a great for Aaron. He's a great guy. Stood the test of time. Made it to the state championship game last year and fell to Blackman. So both guys very, very deserving of our logo braces, Coach of the Week.
Absolutely.
And, now we're going to go into the segment. We're going to talk some small college.
We're going to take
some teams from the rest of the state that are generally loaded with Tennessee players.
Absolutely.
And talk a little bit about them.
Speaking of Chuck Benson, his Carson Newman Eagles will be taking on Wingate in a South Atlantic Conference clash. LMU is going to try and rebound as they host Lenoir Ryan in a SAC conference. Moving on with more scholarship schools, Lee will be going to the second best facility in Division II at West Georgia, 6,500 seats.
Beautiful facility.
If anybody out there is a Division II prospect, you need to look at West Georgia. Bryan College, our personal favorite.
Absolutely. That's where Brandon Cole plays.
And well,
Bryan College is loaded.
Favorite.
And,
he's not
my favorite, but the Holt Revolt, he's
Alan
one of us.
Alan Holt is our favorite.
He's one of us. But Bryan College is loaded with kids from Tennessee.
Absolutely.
So
Brandon Cole, the one-man gang.
The one-man gang.
He is a beast.
He leads the nation in NAIA in scoring and rebounding as a six-foot post. Absolutely unbelievable.
It is. It's hard to believe until you see it. And then, staying close to home, my Merville Fighting Scots.
Do we need to play the Taps music right now? Or as you know, I'm a huge Scots fan.
Yes,
I'm a Randy.
Absolutely.
I have a tattoo of Randy Lambert on my
yes,
back. I think
and
Randy
he
Lambert
will be hosting on Sunday his protege, Kendall Wallace, who just beat him last week at LaGrange.
That's a game everybody needs to come out. And not because high school guys,
2 o'clock.
Listen to me. This is something you really need. And I tell this to people anytime I speak to groups of high school kids or anything like that. I think every high school kid should be required to go watch Division III basketball and watch them wise and watch them play and look at the talent level and understand these guys are not playing with college basketball scholarships. These guys are playing with academic money and the love of the game.
These guys are 6'6 to 6'8 from the 3 to the 5, and they will dunk on your head.
Absolutely. And they've got Spencer Schaffner from Oak Ridge. Oscar Butler's from Siegel. Calvin Songsters from Science Hill. They got it loaded with Tennessee kids.
Tanner Torres.
Anderson. From Anderson County.
Spencer Peak from Bearden.
Yeah, just loaded with Tennessee players. So.
Same with Carson Newman. Same with Brian.
Now, one team I want to shout out for is King College.
Absolutely.
Up there in the
Coach Pitts recently had his
Nick Pasqua.
Coach Pitts had his 1,000th victory.
That's just absolutely phenomenal. Right now, the Tornadoes are 18-5, 12-3, and they're also loaded with Tennessee players.
And the beauty of the Conference of the Carolinas that they're in, a few years ago, a team out of the Conference of the Carolinas won the Division II title.
And this is the thing, you know, Coach Pitts has been playing that same system with Brentwood Academy and Science Hill back in the day. He's got Drew Sanifer from Bearden,
great
Logan
kid.
Lyle from Unicoi, Hunter Laveau from Science Hill, Calvin Walker from Knoxville West, James Scales from Cherokee, CJ Good from Science Hill. That team is loaded from top to bottom with
yes.
Tennessee guys. So anytime I see those guys that I watch coming up through high school and stuff like that, I just
now I've
it
seen
does,
them play
it does
this
me
year.
Good.
I've seen them play. I've seen King College play on the CBS Sports National Game of the Week. They hosted Anderson out of South Carolina on national television.
That's absolutely fantastic.
And they
fantastic.
Played really well. Yeah, and it is really nice to watch these guys on national television because it is these are the homegrown kids.
Well,
this is where
and
they're
like,
going.
And you know, like we were talking about, just kids that are all over. Like we mentioned Ty Green and Rico White earlier. And how can we forget Lester Wilson at ETSU? You know, and not just Lester. You know, me covering the whole state.
I tried.
A.J. Merriweather is at East Tennessee State.
Yeah.
DeSanta Bradford from Humboldt is at East Tennessee State. So, you know, there's just kids. There's all over. You know, Dre Matthew at Minnesota. You know, actually, I'm about to put on the website a thing I do every year, which I go through every roster of Division I and write down the amount of players that are on Division I rosters from the state of Tennessee. And there's 133 players from the state of Tennessee on Division I rosters. Now, that includes regular players and walk-ons, you know, but I think that's a phenomenal number.
That is a phenomenal number, but it puts it into perspective of a player's chance of making it at the top level and how many other options in these small colleges. These guys can play.
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, everybody should go watch LMU play. Everybody should go watch
Absolutely.
King play.
Absolutely.
Go watch any of these teams, you know, Division II. A lot of people don't understand how good the basketball is at the Division II NAIA level or junior college. You know, basically all they are is Division I players who didn't qualify academically. And
in a year, they're probably going to be Division I players.
They will be Division I players.
Absolutely.
And we've got a solid, you know, the state of Tennessee, the JUCO level is not horribly high. It's not bad. The local JUCOs are struggling right now. But you've got Southwest Tennessee out there in Memphis.
They're
one of the top teams in the country.
Yeah.
Motlow State in Tullahoma, they're one of the top teams in the country. And those are both really, really good really, really good teams. So, well, guys, you know, looks like we got our first show under our belt here.
Made it through week one. Still alive.
So, next week we'll be talking a little bit more about the districts as they go in. We'll probably be touching on some region stuff. We're definitely going to cover Class A, which we really didn't get a chance to get to tonight. And maybe talk about more about some players, some all-district guys, and things like that. And hoping we will have another outstanding guest that I'm going to keep a secret right now because I don't want anybody to know. But
we will announce it.
We will announce it on
Thursday.
Twitter next week when we
Look
get it out. So I want to thank Sports Radio 1180, the VLC, for allowing us to start our inaugural show. I want to thank you, Brent Watts, my better half.
I want to thank you. I want to thank John Bailey Insurance.
Absolutely.
My high school point guard, Brandon Clark, for being one of our sponsors. And if you're interested in sponsoring our show and helping us bring even more coverage of our local high school players, call our sales rep, Taco. His phone number is 865-599-1270 and ask for Taco.
Or you can get a hold of me through Twitter or my website, or most of you have my number. So, you know, anything would help us to be able to get that message out there for the, you know, for the East Tennessee, West Tennessee, Middle Tennessee kids, high school basketball. We got to get better coverage of high school basketball.
Absolutely.
Around,
these kids are giving everything they got.
All right. Well, that's going to close it out for us here at Sports Radio 1180, the VLC. That would be the VLZ.
Are you
Sorry.
Ready?
It's our first time, guys. Give me a break.
I'm a first timer.
So Thank you for listening, and look forward. We will be on Saturdays at 2 o'clock, following the Skylar McBee show. That's pretty exciting.
AKA
another
Skylar
Tennessee
McFree.
Prep Hoops alumni. So, thank you again, and look forward to you listening.